Hello, and welcome to the podcast Going Down in the DM. My name's Delaney.
And I'm Maya. For today's episode, we have two very special guests with us to be talking about what it's like coming to college with a best friend versus meeting your best friend in college. It goes down in the DM.
So welcome, Zakiya and Rashawn. Do you guys just want to introduce yourselves?
Yes, we can. Hi, so I'm Zakiya Tooks, and Rashawn is my best friend.
Hey, y'all, I'm Rashawn, and you know, Zakiya is my best friend, too.
Yeah, and they also go to Howard with us. Right. They're actually the same major as Maya.
Yep,
so that's pretty
cool.
Yep. So, how/when did you guys meet?
We met in the sixth grade, so we've known each other since middle school.
Yeah. You guys were like in the same class, or?
Yeah, honestly, my memory usually throws me, but we had math together. It wasn't that homeroom.
No, we had the same class. We had the same math class in sixth grade. That's what it was.
Yeah, so we met in math class.
Yeah.
And I just feel like over the years we got closer.
Well, that's really different from how me and Maya met. I don't know if you guys listening have watched our first podcast, Get to Know Us. We talk about how we were roommates in that, so you guys should go listen to that. But that's super cool. What makes you guys best friends? Like what aspects of your personalities makes you guys best friends?
I would say the first one is, like, both of us are really outgoing. Mm-hmm. So in our friendship, like, I feel like we go as hard for each other, like, as we go as hard for ourselves. So, like, whether it's, like, working on a video or, like, a new concept, like, every single, like, idea that I come up with, I usually, like, double check it with him. Like, hey, this is what I'm thinking about doing. Like, what advice would you give me? What suggestions would you give me? So I would definitely say, because we're both outgoing and, like, creative, it also helps that, like, we have the same major or just, like, the same interest kind of with the film industry. Yeah, like, we're both funny, we're both very silly, so that also always comes out in our friendship. Very caring too, but I'll let him add some stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah, I agree with that. Definitely very silly. I was gonna say, before she was like outgoing, I was gonna be like, I feel like we're both extra in everything we do. Not extra, but like, anything we do is gonna be over the top. Not necessarily like over the top, but like, we're gonna put our best foot forward. So I definitely think that's something that both of us do, so that helps.
Definitely. Like, and we always say this, but it's kind of just like, it goes with our personality, but like, anything that we do is kind of like, we have to do a lot. Like, anything that we put out, like, it has to look good. Right. So it's just like, we understand that from each other. I feel like some people can get frustrated with it, but like, we understand that since we're both like that. So I feel like that also, like, makes us closer.
Oh, that's so cool. With that said, make sure you guys go subscribe to their channels and follow them on Instagram. You guys could plug yourselves.
My Instagram and YouTube is Zakiya Tooks.
And my Instagram, TikTok, YouTube is all Prince Rashawn. Yes, definitely. Check me out.
Yeah, me and Maya, we actually just started doing TikToks, and it's really hard to, like, I don't know,
They're just viral, cringy.
But it's so easy at the same time.
Yeah, it is.
People love fashion content.
Yeah, I posted a video of, like, my nails and, like, my feet were in it, because I just got, like, a pedicure, and I put, like, here's for all, like, foot fetish TikTok, and it got a lot of views, like, thousands of views, and I was like, what? I didn't do anything, but okay.
I can see that, like, some weird stuff is on there, but I love TikTok. Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed.
Yeah. So how would you guys say your friendship has evolved since you were younger?
I think starting...
You got it.
I feel like over the years, like, we become family. Like, it's not just, like, friends. Like, my family knows her family, like... She knows my family. I go over her house. She comes over my house. So I feel like it's become more than a friendship as time. We've gone through stuff, seen things. So I definitely feel like our friendship has tested time. And, like, our families have gotten close. All of that, we've gotten closer. So, yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely agree on that. Like, although he is my best friend, I also look at him as, like, a brother. So I would say we definitely, like, got closer. But I would also say... like, over the years, we've both gone through things, and, you know, to see somebody there, like, supporting you, it shows you, like, who's your real friend and who's really there mm-hmm. for you. So I definitely feel like that helped us to grow closer. And lastly, I would just say, like, maybe, you know, as you get older, you start to appreciate things and people more because, like, yeah. you have a better outlook on life and you just see how challenging things are. So I feel like mm-hmm. I definitely, like, can appreciate our friendship a lot more than when I was younger.
Definitely.
And so, yeah, that's probably why I would say it's different with our friendship.
That's cool. I know, because me and Maya, we're, like, definitely, like, what you'd call, like, a new best friend duo. So mm-hmm. it's, like, interesting to see, like, because y'all been friends for so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you I'm were, excited. Like,
never mind, you can go.
No, I was going to say I'm excited to see how, like, our friendship grows. Because I feel like it's grown so much in just the year because of how, like, you change in college and whatnot. But, like, you know, going into, like, very adulthood, true. I feel like it'll change even more. But what were you going to say?
I was going to ask them, like, when you were looking at colleges, did you, like, plan to apply to the same ones? Or, like, was Howard just your number one and it just so happened that you guys were going to go here? Or...
Howard was always my first choice, number one. It was a kid mm-hmm. at the top of her list too, but I think she was kind of torn, but, like, I was always sold on Howard. So yeah. but, like, when it came down to it, she ended up going or whatever, and we ended mm-hmm. up going, but it wasn't like we're gonna go to Howard together. That's just, like, how the cards fell.
Definitely. Yeah, Howard was one of my top choices, but to be honest, I think I did feel more comfortable knowing that, you know, my friends would be at Howard because it is in D.C., which is really far from home. Mm-hmm. And I am, like, a really big family person or just, like, friend person. Like, I have a hard time, like, opening up to people and, like, trusting mm-hmm. people. So knowing that I would be, you know, so far away from home but still have that support system was definitely something I was looking for. So I think that definitely did play a major role in, like, me deciding to go there. But, yeah, it still was one of my top choices.
That's cool. Well, that's awesome you guys got to come to the same school together.
Yes, and also, like, to add on that, I feel like, you know, even though we were at the same school, like, we did a lot of different things when we were at mm-hmm. Howard, like, when we were actually on campus, so it wasn't like we were hanging out too much or, like, we weren't making other friends because, like, we were still in other organizations and clubs, so it's like, when we did hang out, it would still be, like, that spark was there, because it's like, dang, I haven't seen you since last week, like, what's up?
We gotta catch up. Mm-hmm. How was your week? Yeah. All of that. Yeah.
That's very different from my and I because there wasn't a time when we weren't together.
Nope.
But
I did not go anywhere without her. But I feel like whenever Same we do orgs, come back everything. To campus, it's going to be like that, though.
Yeah,
because
definitely.
We're probably not going to live in the same building. We're not obviously not going to be roommates. So, like, I think we are going to do a lot separately. So when we do see each other, it'll be a lot better.
It was just a little honeymoon phase, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah. what was the other school that was, like, your top choice, Zakiya?
So, Spelman College mm-hmm. and UCLA, I kind of narrowed it down because I really did want to go to an HBCU. Mm-hmm. And when I received my financial aid package from Spelman, you know, that kind of helped me make the decision.
definitely. That's funny. So, like, going back to what you said about how y'all didn't really, like, do a lot of things together, was it hard, like, well, I guess it wasn't hard to make other friends, but, like, how did you know to come back to each other? Like, how did it not break up y'all's relationship when you met other people?
Right. I think because the relationship we had was just already, like, at a great place. Like, it was, like, if mm-hmm. something happened, it's, like, I'm finna call her and be, like, you're not gonna guess what just happened. Like, we just talked all the time, like, catching up. Like, she knew everything that was going on. Like, I don't know. That's just how it was. Like, it wasn't necessarily – nothing really changed.
Yeah,
that's good.
I can agree to that. I also feel like, I feel like our friendship was already very strong, like, when we went to Howard. Mm-hmm. So, I think that also played a role in it. But also, I don't feel like I've met other people who, like, you know, match our energy or just
facts
are as good of a friend to me as he is. So, mm-hmm. I feel like I was saying about, like, appreciation, like, I just feel like, you know, when you meet other people and you see, like,
it's
oh,
just not the
not,
same.
You know,
right. You
start really
making comparisons.
Effort, right.
Yeah.
So when you make those comparisons, I feel like you can value the other person more. So I definitely feel like, because I was trying to, like, branch out and meet other people, but it's just, like, mm-hmm. the connection wasn't the same. Like, the amount of energy, because I'm also like, I put a lot of energy into all of my relationships, so it's just like, I like to get that same energy back, and I wasn't always doing that, but in our friendship, I will always get the same energy back. So I think also just, you know, making the comparisons and knowing that, you know, no one else compares. So.
Wow. And then also, I feel like we know each other really well. So it was just that level of comfortability. It's like, also, I feel like starting new with somebody, it's like, you just, they just don't know you as a person. Like, that takes time. Yeah. So we kind of knew each other. It was just comfortable.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Last thing, I will also say, just like, I don't know, outside of our friendship, I feel like we have some similar, like, morals that are very similar. So, like, we're both very religious. I feel like that also plays a part. We also just, like, are very, it's important to us to, like, you know, like, keep up how we look, like, our cleanliness, and I just feel like having those similarities also make it easier, or make our friendship easier, because it's just, like, those simple, those are simple things, but the fact that we do relate in them, I feel like it makes it easier for our friendship.
Yeah. I feel like Delaney and I were just, we kind of like went through that little phase of realizing that, like, no one is gonna, like, compare to our friendship. Just because, you know, like you guys said, like, you meet a lot of people, you know a lot of people, you're put in environments to be around so many different people, and then you kind of realize, like, wow, these people are so fake, or, like, everyone is just talking. You just want to know my business. You don't actually want to know me. Like,
Or it's little stuff you peep, like, and I also feel like, as she was saying, like, morals and stuff, I feel like sometimes the way people think, like, I won't want to mess with you. Like, if there's a given situation, like, just seeing, like, how you move about in a situation, or, like, how you react, like, that'll make me not want to mess with you. So I feel like that's important, too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And that's exactly where Delaney and I had been, like, kind of dealing with and just, like, talking about these past couple weeks. Just because I feel like we've kind of been able to weave them out. And I feel like we've really noticed it while in quarantine.
Right.
Yeah. Just kind of seeing, like, people's actual true colors. And it's so terrible. Because we're also, like, you know, like, let's make more friends. Let's get to know more people. But I don't want to know more people.
Yeah, right. Definitely.
Like, I found my person. Like, I don't want to now make another friendship just for you to go, like, talk about my deepest, darkest secrets with someone else. Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Also, I feel like having the friend who can't, like, you can take them anywhere. So I feel like I have certain friends or, like, acquaintances who I probably, like, one of them, maybe I just see us studying, or maybe this is just my friend I can hang out with, but I know I can't go to them for serious things. I feel like with our friendship, we can come to each other about anything. Like, we can go to a party together. We can go to church together. We can study together. So I feel like that's also, like, very important to have, and I feel like that also makes our friendship strong.
Yeah, I agree. That's good. That was well said.
Yeah, it was. Good job, guys.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like Delaney and I feel the same way about our friendship. So it's cool to hear, like, other people have that same experience and, like, relationship. But this kind of goes back to, like, the friends at Howard thing. But, like, did you guys keep in mind when you were making other friends each other? Like, were you like, oh, Zakiya will like this person, or, like, Rashawn won't get along with this person? Or were you like, let me make friends for my friends and we'll see how they mesh?
If I'm being completely honest, I don't feel like I always went, like, but every time I talk to someone, I don't think, like, ooh, this is about to be a friend. So a lot of times I probably didn't consider that, but I do definitely, like, if all of us hung out together, I would definitely, like, kind of peek how they, like, vibe and just see, like, you know, if they're cool, because I do value his opinion. So I'm just like, you know, if he peeping something, that might be a sign. So
I agree. Definitely not going in with a mission like, I'm going to see how this works, how they're going to mesh with her. But, like, when we are in a group setting, definitely peeping to see how, what the chemistry is like. I feel like that's important.
Definitely. Yeah, and also what you said, like, if, like, he peeps something, then that's, like, a sign. Like, I feel like me and Maya do that all the time. Like, we'll not talk, not gossip about someone, but, you know, like, you bring someone up that you, like, kind of getting closer to. And they're like, I noticed this and this. And then, like, that exact thing happens. You're like, wow. See, this is why I only knew my best friend.
Literally happened, like, right before we got on this call. I, like, told her something I had noticed about someone. And she's like, oh, my God, you're really right. Like, you're...
Yeah, I was like, wow. I literally don't like this person anymore, but...
I'm dead.
Do y'all think y'all have any, like, tips and tricks to help keep your friendship constantly growing, like, as you enter new stages of life, like... How do you stay friends for so long?
I don't know. I don't feel like we had to try hard. Like, it just happened, but...
Yeah.
I feel like be yourself, like be 100 mm-hmm. with the person, because I definitely feel like when you start keeping secrets and start acting funny, like just be yourself. Like I feel like that's the really the only thing you can do, bring to the table, is be yourself, be real, you know, and just be there for the other person. Like treat them how you want them to treat you, and I feel like nothing bad can come out of that if you do those things.
Definitely, I would agree. I would say being honest, like from the friend's perspective, I feel like telling your friend things they don't want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I feel
that's like, really and important.
Them also being receptive to that information and not like shutting down, like ooh, like you don't have my best interest. Like
right.
No, like you know, the person who genuinely cares for you may not always tell you what you want to hear, but it may be best for you. So I feel like mm-hmm. that's something I would recommend.
And honestly, on a serious note, if you've never had one of those situations, they're not your real friend, bro. Because there's just no way everything you're doing is right. But continue.
Yeah, like you don't want no yes man on your team.
Not at all.
Because you know that's just not realistic. But also, I would probably say, definitely honesty. I'm really big on that.
Oh, and I also feel like being supportive can go a long way. That's like if they post mm-hmm, something, mm-hmm. bro, put them on your story, gas them up. Like it's small things. Like just be supportive. Yeah, be supportive of them. They're having an event. Show up. You know, it's their birthday. Go all out. Like just make them feel loved and stuff. I feel like that's really important. Just being supportive.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah, I would 100% agree. Like Rashawn said, I don't feel like we really like. I don't know. It just comes from that. It's like naturally. Mm-hmm. So it's like we're not really like trying too hard. But I would probably also say being understanding, mm-hmm. And open, because I know sometimes, like, Rashawn can tell you, like, I'm kind of a stubborn person. So, like, if I do something, like, he might bring it up, like, he don't like it. And I'm the type of person, like, I'll shut down. But then on his side, like, he knows, like, okay, he'll give me a couple of days. Then I'll pop back up, like, hey, like, what's up? So I feel like just knowing the other person and also like understanding and respecting, mm-hmm. you know,
them.
So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think respect, loyalty, and like support is a really big theme in like our relationship.
Oh, definitely loyalty. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
for just sure. Cause it's like, I don't know. We live together. Like, she saw a lot of my life, like the worst parts of it, and I know that like stayed with her. She wasn't going out and telling anyone, whatever. And then respect and support. I feel like her and I have experience now that posting on social media and our podcast and channels or whatever. Like a lot of our friends, I'm saying this in quotes for the podcast people, are actually supporting.
They do not have our best interests.
No,
like,
or sharing or liking or. You could even shoot me a text and be like, hey, I see you working hard. Good job. That would mean a lot to me. But they can't even do that. You just, I don't know. But when you make it big, they're going to want to be in your DMs like, share my picture. Like, tag me.
But I went to school with her. Right.
Yeah, literally. Right. Like, no, because you couldn't repost a picture that was literally free, but go off. I don't know.
Right.
So Delaney and I, our relationship, I feel like we talk a lot about the future and like what our dream careers are and what we want to do in our life and marriage and kids and whatever. So do you guys think that your future careers allow you guys to live in the same region if you wanted to? Or do you think as adults you're going to be separated?
Nah, definitely.
Yeah, it's funny that you asked that, because anytime or quite often when me and Rashawn are talking, I'm like, yeah, you know, we about to be famous, like we about to be
literally me and Maya. That's literally
us. Zakiya be like, she be like, I see it, God be telling me we're gonna be famous. I'll be like, okay.
That's literally me and Maya. I'll be like, all right.
But yes, like you know, like I said, since we're both in the film industry, even though he wants to do more like music videos and I want to do like movies and writing. Like I said, since I value his opinion so much, I still feel like that's all in the same room. So, like, I would call him and be like, hey, like, come help me with this project. Or, like, hey, what you think about this type thing? Like, we do that now. So, I know that will continue to happen as we get older.
And but, I feel like career-wise with what we want to do, like, we've been able to build off of each other, like, she with me shooting stuff, it's like, okay, we're going to shoot today. Get dressed. Like, I'm going to do a video, pictures, like, and we just run through it. So it's like we're able to build off of each other with what we want to do, to her point.
Yes, definitely. So I definitely feel like we could be in the same location with our careers.
Yeah, Maya and I don't think, I don't know, because my major is international affairs, and I plan to work in the government, But I think I'll be famous before I have to make that decision. Yeah. So, like, I know Maya, she's TV and film, so obviously she wants to do stuff with, like, TV and film. But, I mean, if I'm famous, I don't really have to worry about where I'm living. It'll probably be in L.A. with Maya, so. But yeah, I'm also, like, my dream aspiration is to be an actress. I'm minoring in theater. So, like, she's TV and film. She becomes a director. I mean, let me be the star. Yeah, right?
Yeah. I was like, we're the perfect duo because whenever we get on campus and we have those assignments, like, make movies or whatever, she'll just be an actress. You could be our main character.
I mean, duh. Who
else? Get her some experience.
Right? Okay, so the last segment we have is a quiz. I mean, I'm pretty competitive, so I just want to know who knows their best friend the best, a childhood best friend or a college best friend. So we're just going to ask you guys a few quiz questions and, you know, see who wins.
Okay.
Wait, are we just going to, like, give the answers right off?
Yeah, I'm going to ask, like, I'll be like, okay, for the first question, Rashawn, what's Zakiya's favorite color?
Okay, bet. All right.
I told y'all my memory fails me, but I'm about to. I think I'm gonna do good.
That's okay. You can let us win.
Oh no, we can't do that.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So first question: what's each other's sign? I'll start off easy.
Rashawn is a Leo.
And Zaki is a Libra.
Which is funny because you know they're compatible.
Are they?
Oh really?
Yes.
I think we are too. Maya, what's my sign?
You're an Aquarius, aka an aquarium, as she says.
Yeah, an
says,
aquarium. Because she can't spell. And Maya's a Gemini.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, Gemini. I'm actually a triple Gemini, like rising, sun, whatever the other one is.
Wow, that's
pretty scary.
Right.
Okay, so Zakiya, you and Rashawn are at a restaurant. What drink is he ordering?
I would probably say that he's ordering a Arnold Palmer. Okay. And if y'all don't know what that is on the podcast, that is lemonade with sweet tea. But just, I think I should get extra points for this because he would agree with me that the ratio of the lemonade and the tea does matter.
It definitely does.
What's the ratio?
It will affect...
Look what you did to yourself.
I probably would say more lemonade than tea.
That's right.
No.
That's right. Bro, yes, that's right.
More lemonade than tea.
That's right.
No, sweet tea. The lemonade is overbearing as it is.
I need that little zest. It'd be too sweet. I need the perfect medium. Yes. That tangy, yep.
Yeah.
That's it.
My favorite drink is McDonald's sweet tea, so I like
McDonald's sweet tea. Very sweet. Yeah,
that's my favorite.
No. When I was at home, I used to, like, go at, like, 2 a.m. to go get it, and it would not be good. It would be, like, the bottom of the sweet tea barrel. Like, not sweet. I was so upset. I was like, I literally
was giving you that bad
I start
batch.
Crying.
Right.
Delaney, you answer it for me. I'm giving
Mize
you a
is a Shirley Temple.
It.
I already know.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I love Shirley,
Shirley Temple. Shirley Temple, or sometimes you like to get Dr. Pepper. Sometimes you like to get sweet tea.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we really just ordered the same exact thing. It just depends.
Shirley Temple, I used to love Shirley Temple.
It's so good. I think even when I turned 21, I'm still going to get them. Like,
those are good for sure.
Yeah, just a little something.
Right.
Okay, Rashawn, what is Zakiya's biggest pet peeve?
I think when people rush her, like, she do not like being rushed. Like,
yeah. If you didn't say that, I was
going to
be like,
you know? I'm dead. Nah, she don't like being rushed.
Is Zakiya, do you know Rashawn's?
Yeah, I feel like his would just be people telling him what to do. Like, he does not like listening to people
I'm dead.
At all.
I feel like that's me too.
Yeah. Y'all would be surprised by how many times he called me like, bro, like, well, my mama's talking about this, like, she's tripping, like, yeah,
it's funny.
I'm dead.
Maya,
do you know mine?
Peeve? Yeah, I do.
Okay.
You hate when people, like, chew loud, like, smack.
Yeah,
Don't even get me started. It makes me, like, enraged, like, but, I feel like with friends, I can, like, tolerate it, but specifically, like, my family, if they do it, like, it makes me just want to, like, not eat. Like, I just want to get up and go sit dead. In my room. Like, it's like the worst. And then Maya's,
I feel that.
I feel like yours is like when people like say they want to do something, but then they never do it. Like, for example, if someone's like, oh, I'm going to be a YouTuber, but then like never like ever post, like there's one specific person we're talking about, but like, I'm I feel so like dead. That is just an example.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, part of me is like, that's none of my business.
Just a little bit.
And the other part, it's like, it's just annoying. I don't know. I feel like I shouldn't care, but I do.
No, because it doesn't matter. Not if you're rubbing it in my face and you're not like putting action behind it, but
true.
16. Okay. A little bit. Zakiya, what is Rashawn's favorite movie?
I know the movie, but I cannot remember the name.
What's it about?
I'm thinking. It's okay, it's the movie. Y'all, I'm telling y'all, I'm drawing a blank now, but it's the movie. Actually, Nick Cannon. Yes, Nick Cannon.
Okay.
It came to me. With Nick Cannon, and I think her name is Christina.
Oh my god, I know, and he like starts dating her, she like puts him out.
Yeah, he's a nerd, she put him on.
Oh my god.
And he basically starts friending. Oh my god. Yeah, he starts friending on her, but either way though, at the end, they end up together. But I can't remember the name of the movie, but.
Really? That's your favorite movie?
It has to be the movie.
Mine, that's probably one of my favorite movies.
I feel like he don't really have a favorite, but I'm gonna pick that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
But what's the name of it?
I'm gonna let you know, you really don't know it? It's Love Don't Cost a Thing.
Oh, yeah. That's dangerous.
Delaney and I watched that in a room at Drew, awkwardly, but.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but no, it didn't happen, so okay? If anyone hears this, it didn't happen. Rashawn, do you know Zakiya's?
Yeah. Matilda.
Really?
That's
oh my god,
that's so childish.
A movie.
I know, that's seen it. That's like my childhood favorite movie. Now I don't really have a favorite movie, but during my childhood, y'all, I'm talking. I know the lines to that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so funny. Okay, Maya, you have to guess mine.
Oh my god. Oh.
It goes down in the dim. It go down in the dim. It go down. It go down.
Your favorite movie?
Yeah.
Colombiana.
That is a good movie.
That is a good movie.
That's like my dream role. Like, I don't know why, but
I've seen it like 3 times.
That's when she stabbed his hand in the table. That movie goes down.
Yeah. When she like in the beginning, she like swallows the chip and then she.
Oh yeah, she's hard.
I don't know why that sticks out to me. No, period. She broke out of jail, all that stuff. But Maya, yours is Creed 2. And Soul Surfer.
Yep.
Creed was good.
Two
completely
opposite sides of the
Soul
spectrum.
Surfer, I don't know why. I just end up watching it like every couple months. I don't know why. And then Creed is actually the movie that made me want to like do film productions. Like, it has to be my favorite. I love that movie.
Yeah, it is really good. And the second one was really good too, but it was sad.
Yeah. I just thought like the workout scenes when he was like training in the desert. I was like, I have to create something like
definitely
this.
Definitely have me, like, glorifying him. Like, that's one of the reasons why. Yeah.
He looked really good, not gonna lie.
Yes.
Yeah.
The sun glistening.
I'm also convinced I'm, like, marrying him, so it has to be my favorite movie.
I'm weak.
I think he's only into white women, but we can keep dreaming.
I mean, my skin's kind of white.
Oh, no.
I'm dead.
Okay, I think this will be the last question. Let's see. What will help us
win? We're tied right now, so we're not going to win.
But didn't y'all make the questions? And I think I get a bonus point for knowing the honor palmer ratio.
Okay, we'll give you another point.
I'm so dead.
You guys can ask us a question. I need to think of one. Or two.
Well, but we have to be able to answer it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Unless you don't want the point and just want to give it to us.
Yeah, and we can just take 5 points.
Oh, no, we want all the points. Trust that. Trust that.
No, these are actually really hard to come up with. Like, as basic as they are, I was like, what do we even ask?
Yeah.
Like,
and I'm trying to make sure I know it for Rashawn.
Yeah.
This is hard.
Rashawn, give me a question. What was the last question? You want me to do
it? It could be anything.
The
one that we gave you?
We had a bunch of, we had 8 questions, but they're all just normal, basic questions. So.
Well, the last one that we didn't ask was like, what's your BFF's dream job? Yeah, we kind of already talked about that in the podcast. So.
Yeah.
You do like,
favorite food. Hairstyle. I don't know if he knows mine, but.
What?
Okay, we can try.
Bro,
can
what see. Is, like, how do you answer that for me? You're going to be like, braids, like.
Yeah, I
was
going to be like, your braids.
We're not doing that. We're not doing that. I'm dead.
I was going to say, I don't know. I don't know what mine is either.
I think my hair is, like, slicked back.
Rashawn, you should know mine, though, because I'll be talking about it.
So, we need another question.
It's, like, half up, half down.
Okay, wait. No, because I don't know Delaney's. I was going to say, what's your best friend's favorite quote? I feel like it's kind of hard.
I don't know what it is either.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, what about all-time favorite song?
I
don't know what yours is.
You know mine.
Mine is.
You know mine.
Oh, I know yours. But you don't know mine, so I'm not going to ask that.
I'm so dead.
Oh, well, yours would be Thank You Next. And then mine would be With You by Chris Brown.
You're so weird.
But it's also tied with Yo by Chris Brown. I don't know. Really
Prayer Next Door, and I know Rashawn would know that. He'd be hating on Prayer Next Door.
What?
Yeah, I'm trying to tell y'all.
Bro, okay. I don't be hating.
Okay, that's a whole nother conversation right there.
I'm dead. Bro, we need
a
question.
Okay, what about the best concert that one of us went to? Rashawn, I know yours. You should know mine.
Okay, wait. I think I know.
I know yours. I'm
going to
guess. It's fine.
I would say...
You can guess. Okay. I don't even know what mine is. I don't know. I love all concerts.
I would say the best concert Rashawn went to was the Drake concert.
Definitely.
Okay.
Well, that's a good concert.
Yeah. Which one, though?
You know, I don't know the names, so let me...
I'm dead.
Okay, but what was the best concert I went to?
The Beyonce one.
I went to On the Run.
Duh. Okay, well, those are really good. Well, mine is Ariana Grande, right? The Thank You Next, Sweetener Tour.
Wrong.
Justin Bieber. Journal. Was it Believe? Yeah.
That was the best.
See, I got it right. And
it was the best one.
I'm dead at how she said it, though.
Yeah.
She said.
No, because her concert was not that good. For, like, as expensive as her tickets were, I don't know.
You literally have the album tattooed on your body, but it wasn't.
Like, her voice is really nice in person. Like, she sounds exactly the same, if not better. But, like, she didn't have any lights.
It just wasn't a show. Yeah. Like, she don't have stage presence.
It wasn't a show.
Like, Beyonce, y'all, I recommend everybody go to a Beyonce concert. Because when I went, y'all, before, I was a fan, but I wasn't, like, Beehive fan, right? But when I went to the concert afterwards, I'm like, wow, I really love her. Like, she's a legend. Like, she can dance, sing. Like, just when you get in person, just, like, the vibes, like, people screaming, like, you're gonna get chills. Like, it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Okay, Maya, what was mine? I have 2 answers, but I don't think you even know.
You never told me what concert you went to.
Oh, there's a lot. I don't
know. See, wait, here we go. This is the problem between childhood friends and college friends. Because you guys were, like, friends while you went to the concerts. We didn't know each other at these concerts.
Okay, we can do another question. We can lucky do another question.
What was yours, Delaney?
But Chris Brown was really good.
Oh, I didn't know you saw Chris Brown.
And Justin Bieber.
I was going to say, like, One Direction or something.
Yeah, I've never been to One Direction concert, but Justin Bieber was really good.
I went to Justin Bieber's concert when I was young. I used to be in love with him. I'm sorry, we were screaming on
her. Bro,
used to, that is still hubby. I don't care whose ring he has on another girl's finger.
I'm so dead.
That is mine.
I remember seeing him. I had saw him perform at the Kids Choice Awards. That's when Baby was really? Like popular.
Aw, those were the days.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. One more question. I need to think of one.
What's your favorite dessert?
Okay.
I look.
Oh, yeah, we can do that one.
Yeah. Mine, I actually talked about this.
Yeah, we can. Oh, no, I do know yours.
I'm so excited. I can't wait to hear what you say.
If you say this isn't your favorite dessert, we're going to have a problem.
Okay.
Wait, I feel like I don't know Delaney's.
Okay, this is for 5 points, okay? So whoever gets this one right wins.
Oh, my God, Delaney, I don't think I know yours. I feel like I only tell you. You never tell me.
No, I told you when you told me mine, because you were like, because me and Maya are psychics. We're like, if this question gets asked, here's my favorite dessert. And I was like, okay, mine is da 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 da.
And this.
Yeah.
Not really. We're just psychics. They so practice. It's like, we were already supposed to win.
I'm dead. I think Rashawn's. I think Rashawn's is ice cream.
It's definitely ice cream.
What flavor?
You just said the other day, you was like, yeah, you know I love ice cream. You be eating ice cream in the morning, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, I can eat ice cream whatever y'all like. I don't care. But I love ice cream. And I don't
you should try mochi.
I have. I really like it, too.
I have some in the fridge.
But I like hard ice cream.
You like what?
I like my ice cream, like, fresh out the freezer, like, about to break my arm and the scooper trying to scoop it. Like, I be liking it, like, frozen. Right, like.
You don't like it soup? That's weird. You don't make it soup?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, if it's not soft serve, I don't want it to be soft serve.
Really?
Like, I want it, yes, like.
I don't know, the taste.
I don't know. It's just the texture. Like, I like it like that. Like, I don't know.
I make it. Okay, so that's weird. Like that. I put it in the microwave for like 10 seconds and it makes it kind of soft. Yeah. That's when I like it.
Microwave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just like regular like ice cream, like normal consistency.
Yeah, me too.
I'm dead.
Okay, Rashawn, what's Zakiya's favorite dessert? Zakiya's
favorite dessert is brownies. Yeah.
I love brownies. Right. I love chocolate, period, so.
I'm giving you guys 5 points. 3, 4, 5.
Did you put our bonus
points
down?
Okay. I did. Zakiya, you and this bonus
I told you I'm competitive.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like you guys
okay, so my favorite dessert is cheesecake. Particularly some chocolate one from Cheesecake Factory.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Now, Maya, what's mine? It's the most basic dessert. It's not even a dessert. It's like a snack sometimes.
Mm. What? I think I might
know. Oh, my gosh. I don't even know you right now.
I don't think you ever said this. Let me think. Did you eat it when you came here?
No.
I don't know.
It's... Okay.
Let me guess.
I'm having breathing problems right now. It's so basic. You can eat it at all times of the day, but it's perfect, especially when they're warm. They're just coming out of the oven. Hint, hint.
That's too much.
That's too much.
Is it croissants?
What?
End the podcast. Why would it be a croissant, Maya? Why would my favorite dessert be bread?
I eat them all the time.
Bro, cookies? Like, your come on, Maya.
Cookies. You can't eat cookies for breakfast.
I will.
If I wanted to, but why would I eat a croissant, like, after dinner? I'd be like, oh, I've got a sweet tooth. Let me get a croissant.
Bro, who's like, ooh, let me go get a croissant.
It's dessert, though.
Croissant for dessert.
Like, I can't wait to eat this.
Chocolate croissants are good, though. Chocolate croissants bust. Like, those are fire.
Okay, yeah, but, like, as your favorite dessert in the world, a chocolate croissant.
I'm thinking she was either going to be, like, cake, cookies. Like, I don't know where croissant came from.
I was trying to be practical.
Yeah, maybe any type of dessert that she could have picked. Never mind. You know what?
How you say croissant with, like, the voice, the Paris accent or whatever, the French accent. So I was like, maybe she needs it.
Yeah, I don't, because our friend group, we were talking about, like, do we say crescent rolls or croissants? And everyone's like, croissants, because who says crescent rolls? And I was like, yeah, I say croissant, but I like to say croissant.
Wait.
Croissant.
Oh, okay. But they're from the South. We're all pretty much from the same state. So what do you call the thing that you put your clothes in? Like, it's a dresser?
Drawer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And what does this Yankee Doodle Dandy call it?
A draw.
A what?
The draw.
Everyone smiled.
No, this is the one that I've heard people really do say differently. When you go in the store, like grocery store, Target, what are you grabbing? What do you call it? What do you call it?
A cart.
Buggy.
Don't people call it like a carriage?
I say buggy. It's a buggy. It's a buggy.
Yeah, it's a buggy.
It's a buggy.
I've never heard that.
Don't give me a buggy.
It's a buggy.
Yeah.
Right.
That's pretty country. No offense.
Oh, wait.
I'm so dead.
What about mozzarella? Do you guys just say, like, mozzarella cheese?
Yeah, you like
mozzarella. Yeah,
we're normal.
Mozzarella.
Yeah.
Y'all say like, with accent.
She says mozzarella. Yeah, she's Italian.
Oh. Bro, Zakiya, what is the word you cannot say? It's one word, like, you can't say. You don't know what I'm talking about?
You know what it is?
No, I can't think of it. I was trying to see if you remember it.
Oh,
Is it like anemone? Sea anemone?
No, it's something.
That word's hard for me.
That's the funny part about it. I can't even think of it. But we're from the South. We're a little country, so it's okay.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, I'm from the South. I was born in Texas pretty much. Or no, I was born in Georgia, but I kind of grew up in Texas, but I don't really have, like, any type of accent. Because my parents aren't from the South, so.
Oh, gotcha.
I didn't think I had an accent either, but when I went to Howard, everybody'd be like, oh my God, you got an accent. I'm like, okay.
Wait, y'all say life.
Life?
Do they say it? Maya thinks I sound so country when I say life.
She says it like L-Y instead of L-I. She's like live instead of life.
Life.
I don't know. Do they say it like that?
I didn't hear it.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just special.
Life.
It's like life.
I don't know.
I've never seen that in my life.
Life.
Okay, well, I guess that's all the questions we could talk about. We're kind of just going off on a tangent now. But thank you guys so much for being a part of this podcast. Of this is a lot of fun.
Thank y'all for having us. This was fun.
Of course.
This was a lot of fun.
And thanks for letting us win the quiz. We enjoyed that.
Wait.
So, you guys won by, like, 6 points.
Jeez.
That's what I like to hear.
I disagree.
Right.
Maya, I'm going to screenshot where I sent you that my favorite dessert was chocolate chip cookies. I'm mind blown right now.
I feel like you didn't say it, but okay.
Right.
Croissant. Okay, but definitely check out Zaki and Rashawn on all their social media platforms. We'll have them tagged down below. And thank you guys for watching, listening.
Oh, thank you guys.
And don't forget to leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts. Give us 5 stars and leave us a good review.
For sure.
Thank you.
Yes. Make sure y'all keep tuning in.
Yep. Okay, well.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, bye, y'all.